Hello and welcome to
Digital Shomai,
the podcast that has returned from its season break. Hi, for everyone who's forgotten, I'm Kevin Lee from Scale Up Solutions.
And I'm Abel from 10 and 11 Design. Okay, Kev. So it's been a while.
Yes, 6 months at least, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. So for our listeners, welcome back. We've been out for a while and we're really excited to be back for this episode. And we have something special because we have a guest today who's actually, this is the first time pala that we'll have a guest on the podcast. So yes, we're pretty excited about it. And we're going to talk about a lot of things, and especially about our guest mainly. So yeah, Kev, maybe a bit of update, mga 5 seconds before we introduce our guest.
Update sa akin? Well, I think I got COVID. I think it's the best. That's the best update I can give you ever since yung nag-season break tayo.
Actually,
but yeah, I think without further ado, Abel, let's introduce the guest.
Okay, sige. Actually, ako rin. So, just to relate. Nagka-COVID din ako.
Ikaw din.
Yeah. But so, anyway.
Dapat pala hindi natin tinigil yung, ano, no, yung podcast. Baka hindi tayo nagka-COVID.
Yeah, sige. So, yeah. For our guest today, we have Lance Cham. Lance is product manager of PayMaya Philippines, and he's the host of the Project of Beat podcast, a podcast that focuses on giving a perspective of other or extra professionals or outside of corporate. No, I think Lance will have a better definition of it later once we give him the mic. So Lance has been a product manager in PayMaya for I think around a year, no? And then you came from Meralco. So Lance is also an Ateneo or Ateneo de Manila University lecturer. So he's quite busy. And so we're very appreciative of his time, sharing his time with us to give us a bit of perspective about the product manager role. So the product manager role is, I think, the most important in terms of tech stuff or tech products, because they're really the ones who lead the teams, lead us designers and other developers into building important products. So without further ado, let's give the mic to Lance for a bit of his few introductions.
Thank you, Abel, no, for the generous intro. Sobra naman yan, sobra naman yan. And good afternoon, Kevin, as well, no. Thank you guys for inviting me here in Digital Shomai. I love the name of the show. You know, it gets the gist, no. You'll never hear about these two words combining. But yeah, thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to share my thoughts on product management.
So I guess, Abel, no, before we start, Lance, I think our listeners would also be interested. Can you tell us more about your podcast, Project Offbeat?
Right. Yeah. So as Abel earlier mentioned, no, this one of these new passion projects that we started with my co-host Matt is actually hosting a podcast called Project Offbeat. No, and our main people that we want to talk to are corporate professionals, right? Wherein we want to parang showcase corporate professionals to non-corporate professionals, diba? So paano namin dinedefine yung non-corporate professionals, no? Just for example, last week we've hosted and guested Ambet Ocampo, the historian that is known to be the Jose Rizal expert in our country, diba? And wow, we asked him, you know, insights about history, diba? And how he thinks corporate professionals can learn from it then, no? So ganun yung gusto namin gawin sa Offbeat, wherein marami kasing careers out there na hindi tayo exposed of, no, as corporate guys, right? I'm sure Abel and Kevin can relate so much on that, right? So yun, we wanted to expose these guys so that we also learn the perspectives, the hustles, no, of doing history, of spending 8 hours in a day researching, diba? Yung iba naming guest, cosplayer, yung iba naming guest, artista, diba? Ano yung mga hustles nila? Ano yung mga, you know, their talents, what makes them great in their own field, right? Yeah, sabi nga ni Kobe Bryant, diba? You have to take a look at Taylor Swift, diba? And learn why she is such a musical genius, diba? Here's an athlete talking to a musician or a musical artist, diba? So ganun din yung gusto namin. Corporate tayo, pero we talk to different careers as well.
All right. Thanks, Lance. That's actually a very interesting perspective if you think about it, no? And you're right. Actually, from our perspective, especially those in the corporate, we kind of see things very narrowly, right?
Yep.
Lalo na from the context exactly. of corporate in the business. And it's really an interesting idea on what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you guys can tune in to a few episodes later on. But yeah, thank you. Thank you for the kind words. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, definitely.
We'll definitely listen to Beto Campos episode. I mean, that's really interesting. Kasi like, nung college kami ni Kev, we just hear his name, like often thrown around by our professors. So it's really nice that you got to interview him. Yeah, I do agree with Kevin and with the, with his feelings about na parang, well, I'm not in corporate, but personally, I find the value in looking at other fields, especially with in terms of getting skills that I could use in my own practice. I think that's really important to broaden our horizons. Yeah. So, yeah, actually, I was curious. So, kasi yung start ng podcast namin ni Kevin was through a chat lang. I think na-mention namin here yun. Isa podcast yun with Project Offbeat. Could you tell us about like, how did you come up with this idea?
Right. Actually, you know, ours also started with a chat. But I knew my co-host Matt all the way from the college days, no. So pretty similar, diba kayo rin ni Kevin batchmates kayo or even blockmates, right?
Yeah.
Kay Matt naman, he was an org mate sa Ateneo, no. And just one of these nights, I reached out to him and told him, "You know what? I think we are at our year wherein we can create things. We can create something na magiging valuable to other people, diba?" And kaming dalawa, mahilig kami kumausap ng iba-ibang tao all over the world, right? So, what better than a podcast where there's so much less editing compared to a video output, right? Diba? So,
yeah.
Ayun. That's why we ended up with a podcast. Yung concept naman ng Offbeat. I kind of like generated that from how I teach my course in Ateneo, no? Which is creativity and innovation. Sa creativity and innovation, diba ang sa-sexy ng words na to? But all of the gist of this creativity is you learn from different perspectives. You learn from different disciplines, diba? Mm-hmm. And you incorporate it in your day-to-day work, diba? So ganun din, naisip namin, we can do that as well for, you know, people, but we need to reach out to different guys out there for us to be able to give that inputs to people.
Okay. Yeah, so really interesting. Yeah, ganun talaga nagsistart, no? Like, may ka-chat ka lang na.
Diba? Kabarkado. Diba? Right, yeah. Right.
Pero going back to your Ateneo lecturing or your stint there or your job there, like how did you end up teaching naman in Ateneo, especially creativity and innovation?
Right.
What's the story?
Actually, yeah, it was always a dream to teach, you know, whether it be a professor, a teacher in the lower levels, high school, ganyan. It was always a dream to teach because I felt like kung yung values ko as a person, no? I wanted to make an impact in lives of people. Medyo cliche, diba? But it's real, diba? When you talk to different professors all over the world, ang sasabihin nila, ang pagtuturo ay rich in you know, making impact and fulfillment, right? Not rich in sahod, diba? But rich in making fulfillment. And it is true, no? So what happened then was, I think a couple of months post-graduation, luckily, this course opened up, diba? And a co-prof of mine reached out to me and asked me if, you know, I would be willing to take a chance on this course. So yeah, it was just a spur of the moment, but it was a dream that I've had ever since. So I told myself, why wait? Let's do it, diba? Syempre may kabado sa first few semesters. Teaching at least is now part of a repertoire that I can talk about.
So how would you differentiate yung challenge? I guess medyo ano na agad, no, deep question, pero what would you say is the difference between being a teacher and being working in corporate?
Yeah, I think ano, diba? I think what Abel's trying to say is the difference between the physical teaching and the digital teaching. Was there right. really a more difficult transition?
Yeah. Sige. So I think there are two questions here, you know. So let me go with Kevin's first question. Ano yung pinagkaiba ng on-site and online, right? Sobrang laki yung difference, right? In on-site, you know, you get to see students reacting to your lessons. You get to see students reacting to your jokes. You get to see, you know, students reacting to how you teach, diba? And you immediately know kung kunwari nababored sila or kung nadedrain na sila, you immediately know when to stop. But in online, you're teaching, you know, full of black screens in Zoom, diba? So paano mo yun? Paano mo yun gagawin, right? And I think the main difference is now students who are taking online, diba, are doing modules. In a sense na tatapusin na rin mga modules, think of it like LinkedIn Learning or Coursera, diba? Pero merong professor that is guiding you throughout the way, diba? Sa on-site naman, definitely, diba? I'm sure you and I have experienced that. You take exams on one go, diba? At a specific time, diba? Sa online, mas hiwalay siya, no? So, for example, a professor can give you 4 hours to finish this exam whenever you like, right? Because, syempre, lahat naman tayo nakaka-experience ng internet connectivity problems, diba? So, you have to, as a prof, you need to be able to think of accessibility as a very important part now in education, no? Number two na question ni Abel, diba? Ano naman pinagkaiba ng teaching and corporate work? Again, sobrang laking pagkakaiba. First, definitely monetary-wise, you're making way, way, way more sa corporate world, right? But in teaching, you are like, quote-unquote, a manager of 25 or 30 people in one SEM. So imagine, you're listening to all of their concerns. Pag may problema sila sa mga bahay nila, pag may, you know, may depression sila, lahat sila lumalapit sa'yo. And I think that is the more difficult part in becoming a professor. You have to listen to all these people in one semester, right? So, yun, I think pros and cons for each of these professions. But at the end of the day, you will see some connections din naman, which I can, you know, expound on later more as I talk about this industry.
Actually, ano, you kind of hit my segue. I was about to ask you, since you mentioned that these are completely separate industries, right? So I was about to ask you, what do you think, or for example, in teaching, what are the skill sets that you think you have that enabled you to be at the top of your game as a product manager?
Right. So definitely, no. So just a brief intro, diba? Yung product manager is it's a role now in tech startups or tech companies wherein you are in the middle of design. Diba? Like Abel is a designer, diba? You're in the middle of technology, which is, for example, I think Kevin is a software engineer, and then you're also in the middle of business. So ikaw yung nagtatahi-tahi ng mga perspectives na to, you know, and you have to do whatever it takes to launch a product, no? So to Kevin's question earlier, no, definitely yung communication aspect, diba? Kasi sa isang classroom, you're talking to 25 students, diba? But these 25 students could be coming from different courses. Paminsan legal management, paminsan management, paminsan engineering, paminsan IT, diba? And all of them have their different nuances and habits on how they teach and how they learn, diba? So as a professor, how do you make it so that every one of them, you know, will still understand you. And in this sense, ganun din ang product manager, di ba? When you're talking to all of these departments and all of these, you know, companies and all of these people who have different disciplines, you should be a translator wherein kaya mong i-laymanize for all of them in a terms that they could understand. So yung communication aspect, no? I know it's an important role in every, you know, job demand, but more specifically in product management, I cannot emphasize that enough, no? That the power of communication, the power of translation, even the great Julie Zhuo, no, from Facebook mentioned that if you were to explain a product management role to an 80-year-old woman, it's that you have to be a translator to steer the ship of product management. So yun.
That's a very nice perspective. And I think based on my research or looking into the product management role, pero ganun nga, like communication is such a big thing for you guys. And I think, yeah, teaching nga super, ano, dadalhin or madadala mo talaga yung skill na yan, no? But yeah, so speaking about product management, as far as I know, or based on yung mga nakausap ko ibang product managers in the past, you sort of have different journeys, or like it's not common, there's no like single path for to become a product manager. So before we get into the deep end of product management, could you tell us about how you ended up being a product manager, right? And why did you decide to become one?
Right. Actually, it's a very interesting point, and I completely agree with it, no? For example, sa set of team namin sa product managers sa Paymaya, I've worked with product managers that came from a psychology background. Dating psychologist ngayon, product manager na. There's also product managers that came from marketing. There are also those that came from software development. And all of them are, if you know, they found a calling in them, they can do and shift to product management, no? And it's exactly, my journey is also that way, no? So I think yung pinakauna kong product management experience was something that I didn't know was a product management role, no? In Meralco, my role there was like a business guy. I was a business guy in Meralco. I was trying to communicate, and I was trying to sell the solutions of an electrical company. No, now I was tasked with the role of actually leading the website of Meralco. So this is a website, an informational website where you could get all of the information. Kung nagka-brownout ba, ano gagawin mo kung nagka-brownout, di ba? Or kung mag-expect ba tayo ng brownout, di ba? Anong kailangan mong gawin sa bahay para makapaghanda for this brownout, right? So I started with that. I did website management, and we talked to different agencies. So there was this agencies that were doing our collaterals for the website. There's this agencies that is doing maintenance for our website, di ba? So you talk to a lot of stakeholders then in handling a website, eh. And whenever I compared my role as a website, you know, manager and my role as someone who sells solutions, I felt like mas gusto ko yung website management role ko na yun, because you had ownership, diba? When it succeeds, people will talk to you about it, people will praise you about it. But when it fails, it's on you, diba? It's on you. That ownership is on you kung, you know, hindi man gumana yung website na yun. And whenever at that time, you know, I was also, you know, of course this was a role in Meralco. I was also upskilling at that time. Syempre tayo naman, even if we've secured our first jobs, I did naman natin na yun na yun. Upskilling at that time, and I was actually very, very interested at that time with the concept of UX, 'di ba? Abel, you know for sure what UX is, 'di ba? And at that time, nagustuhan ko yung concept ng UX because, diba? It's so consumer-centric, diba? Yeah. Laging iniisip mo yung end user, diba? And I wanted to use that for my website. I wanted to use that for my role, even for my day-to-day life. I wanted design and UX to be part of my everyday life. So I think ang ginawa ko nun when to hone my interest in UX, I joined different conferences. I'm not sure if you guys know UX Plus.
Yep.
Which is being led by CSJ and Alexis, no? Alexis was a good friend from Ateneo. And then I also joined the Ateneo organization called UX Society then, no? And UX yeah, you know, they exposed me to all of these terms about UX, diba? And how to go about it. But then my only blocker then, no, from transitioning from a Meralco role, a business specific role, to a design role, was that I didn't have the patience to actually create designs, diba? Digital designs, diba? I couldn't for the heck of me do Figma. I couldn't for the heck of me do Adobe XD or Miro or whatnot, no. So ang ginawa ko na lang, I asked Alexis, no, and I told him, bro, ito yung skill set ko ngayon. Ito yung gusto kong gawin. Diba? I wanted to lead a product development team. Pero may barriers ako. First of which, I couldn't code. Second, I don't have the patience to do designs. So ano gagawin ko? Kaya ko pa ba pumasok sa tech or sa product development? Right? So it was at that time where Alexis Colliado, no, told me that, okay, what I think what your role should be is a product manager. And it was the first time that I've heard of this role, no? A product manager. No. A lot of communication, diba? People say that it's a mini CEO role wherein you have to tie everything together. You have to tie all of the teams together and do whatever it takes to launch a product. Kung may kulang, kunari, kung may isang member sa team mo na ayaw mag-file ng kontrata, magpa-check kay legal, ikaw yun. So you have to be doing all of this dirty work just to get the product launched. Diba? So sabi ko kay Alexis, that was it. That was the perfect role for me, right? I didn't want to spend any more time learning design or coding because, of course, I wanted to work already, diba? Mm-hmm. And that's where I got the, you know, the product management insight. And after that, it went tuloy-tuloy na. I studied product management, diba? I read a lot of books on it. And then I applied for a role in different fintechs. UBX, I applied in UBX, GCash, PayMaya. And ultimately, I ended in PayMaya as a product manager now.
So, ang ano talaga yung journey mo? Like, I think coming from a design angle, madami din talaga ng gigaling doon and nagbe-build ng interest. Because, well, being a designer is sort of a lifestyle, I would say. Pero,
exactly.
I wanted to ask more about yung application part of, like, diba, you've gone through this journey and had this talk with Alexis Colliado na, hey, you should become a product manager. And you sort of identified your skill set and your identity with that. So, in terms of during the application process itself, like how would you differentiate it from other types of roles? Because I guess in design, there's you have to build a portfolio, which is time consuming, right? With right. Product management, how is it?
Right. Ang ginawa ko, no, I guess before I even go to the interview or the application part mismo, I had to learn how to prepare. Right. Remember, I was coming from a business background. I didn't have any previous quote official product management experience. So how do you prepare? First of all, I would really suggest to read the book Cracking the PM Interview. It's such a powerful book. It's such a simple book where it tells you the most common questions that you get asked in a product management interview. And sobrang helpful niya, diba? I think in that book, it gave me around 2 or 3 questions na tinanong ng aking mga hiring managers during my application. No? So I really suggest you guys to read up on that. In PayMaya, specifically, when I applied for the product manager role, so there were 3 phases of interviews. The very first one would be your hiring manager. The second one would be the director of the specific product world that you will be entering. So on my end, I was interviewing for an enterprise product role. And then lastly, you have to talk to the CPO, no, for or chief product officer. And how did that go? No, definitely, there were the most obvious questions that you would always get as a product manager. When was the time that you launched a product from zero to one? Lagi yan. What is your favorite product, whether it be software, whether it be physical, whether it be, you know, functional? Ano mang product yan? Tell me about it, right? And then I think the other question was, when was the last, who were the stakeholders that you've coordinated with the most in your previous experiences? So, itong tatlong questions na to rotated in different facets, no, during the interview processes. Lagi yung nandyan, no? And I think this is where, to Abel's point, kapag designer ka, di ba, ang pinaprepare mo is like a portfolio. As a product manager, I would suggest you could prepare like a case study, or you could prepare like a document lang, documenting the experiences that you've done before when launching products. So ang ginawa ko nun, I listed down, when in my website management experience, I listed down the stakeholders that I did. I listed down the key features that I pushed in the website. And then I listed down the main struggles that I've dealt with and how I solved it. Kasi in a gist, yan ang logic ng product management, right? Hindi man siya specific na product management role, but I'm sure you also have that experience, no? Wherein you have to navigate through a lot of teams and a lot of work just to be able to push something out in the market, diba? So those are things that were very, very critical in the interview. And then, of course, just be ready if they ask you about their product, which in that sense was Paymaya, diba? Mm-hmm. Sabihin mo lang sa kanila kung ano yung favorite product mo dun, ano yung ginagamit mo dun, right? Those are the usual things that they ask in product management interviews.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess to share a bit lang, I had the interview as well before. I was applying for a UX as a UX designer, and then biglang product management role yung pagdating ko. So it was like that. Yeah, like especially the zero to right. one question. So very design yung approach ko. So I mean, hindi ko nakuha yung job, but nagulat din ako eh.
Pero, right, yeah. Right. It's all a very right. common question, no? It's a very, very common question because dun lalabas yung kwento mo eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. From zero, paano mo hinanap yung product market fit, diba? And then yeah. from one, paano mo pinush to the market or go-to-market strategies? And those are the things where product managers really die, diba? That's the hill that they ride on. If you couldn't do that, then baka product management isn't the role for you.
Mm-mm. Okay, so that's I think based with what you said, then I think the product management role is sort of a sleeper role yet, especially for the Philippines, or at least in my experience for SMEs. Because in my experience, I engage with clients, SME clients who want to launch websites, launch apps, pero walang product management role. So yung mga naging work ko sort of has that role. Parang ganun yung finifit ko. What would you say, or for people who are looking to parang hire product managers or get into product management or launch these products, what would you say are the challenges that they should expect on a day-to-day and or on a high level?
Okay. I think the very first challenge na pinaka naisip ko in a product manager role is that you have to come and realize in yourself, no, that a designer, that an engineer, that a business guy could survive without you. Very important yan, right? An engineer can code, a designer can still design, a business guy could still, you know, create strategies to push products out there. So why the heck are you still there as the product manager, diba? So a very important challenge that you really have to cope up with is number one, ego, diba? Yung ego problem mo. Kung meron ka mang ego that you feel like you are the most important part of a product development team, you know, that without you it would fail, I think you really have to let that go first. Very, very that team with the perspective that the most important thing for you is building those relationships with the team. So meet your designers and engineers with the utmost patience again. then medyo mahihirapan ka sa product management. I guess a couple more challenges as a product manager, no, is that you end up in that role because you talk to legal, you talk to operations, you talk to tech, but at the end of the day, it also gets lonely because you're the only one that knows your product's pain points as much as you do. Nakakalungkot lang, 'di ba? Na parang if for example your product was abused or naka-encounter ng fraud, the engineers will help you solve it. But who would tell those engineers na ito yung nangyari? At sino ang mapapagalitan ng business? Sino ang papagalitan ng legal at ng risk team mo? Ikaw yun, right? So at the end of the day, a very big challenge then is medyo loneliness din. Loneliness because ang dami mong kasama pero wala kang makapag, you know, wala kang masabihan ng problema mo, right? An engineer can consult with their tech lead and tell them, nahihirapan ako to create this. A designer can also, you know, consult with their you know, chief design officer or chief design lead, right, na paano natin to gagawin, di ba? But the product manager, while they have managers as well, di ba, each of them are also handling different products. And ibang-iba ang nararanasan ng product manager, you know, in terms of the actual first-hand pain from all of these different stakeholders. So yun, of course, there are all the other challenges, which is, of course, learning the agile principles, right? Or sa PayMaya, we're agile. So when you say agile, parang for a specific period of time, you have to be able to push a service or push a product, no? And you call it sprints, diba? So yes, as a product manager, you have to know all of these agile methodologies, diba? And you also need to learn how to talk to designers, talk to engineers, diba? For example, when you talk to designers, you better wear the hat of a consumer, diba? Or else papagalitan ka lang ng mga designer mo. When you talk to engineers naman, you got to talk to them in a sense that, you know, these engineers will always come to you with the most optimized solution for always, right? And they would always want you to come up with the clear requirements because it's so damn hard to code, di ba? So, yun, you have to learn all of these nuances, no? And I think those are challenges. But if you start with that mindset that you come into the game egoless and you come into the game as someone that wants to put these teams together, I think kakayanin naman siya. In terms of the loneliness part, I think important is to build relationships with your fellow PMs then. Kahit ibang product sila, they're the only ones that you talk to and they can say, shit, ako rin. Or shit, ako rin, ganyan din yung problema ko sa product team ko. So yeah, I think those are just a couple of the challenges. As a...
I think there's a lot of like entrepreneurship elements there. Like very, especially the lonely part.
Exactly. Mini CEO nga, di ba? Sabi nila, a product manager is a mini CEO. Because, di ba? Kahit anong problema yan, ikaw ang gising sa gabi. At ikaw ang dapat sumagot, di ba? So, yeah. Mini CEO. Maraming product managers that after their role as a product manager become CEOs in their world.
Interesting. For me, I like the self-awareness. Also coming from in the corporate world, also coming from a team that's also a luxury, that the company can exist without my role as well. I can relate to that self-awareness na that there has to be that that mindset. Okay, the company can exist without you. So in reality, there's more reason to show the value of why you exist and why you need to deliver your requirements. And about the ego thing, I like that perspective. I would agree that there are roles definitely in the company that you have to enter egoless. That is something, that is a good perspective on things. And it's only now that I realize that, I think PM role is one of those roles that when you go in egoless, you become a better product manager. In fact, now that you mentioned it, right? Now, or even now that I mention it, most of the product managers that I know that are excellent don't have big egos.
Yep.
So that's a good realization coming from your point, Lance.
Yeah. Parang dapat ikaw yung pinakamadaling approachan ng tao. Kasi, di ba sa sobrang laki ng isang organization, when they, for example, my product in Temaya is bills payment. So when someone needs something from bills payment, kahit ano pa yan, platform problem, operations problem, legal problem, if they don't know who to approach to, they should know that Lance is there to lead them to the right person. So I think that approachability, you know, is a very, very important facet then in being a product manager, like what Kevin shared.
Yeah, really nice insight. Yeah, actually.
Well, yeah.
Well, Abel, if you'll indulge me, I do have one question. Since you already mentioned the product you're offering, right? I'm just curious. What's the craziest customer feedback you've got, regardless if it's external or internal customers? What's the craziest feedback you have? You got
right. Siguro sa ano no sa bills payment naman. There wasn't a specific na external customer na craziest feedback that I got, no? But ang usual lang naman is talagang mumurahin ka nila because they due date ko na eh. Due date na ng bill ko bukas at hindi pa rin posted yung bayad ko. Bakit? Ano nangyari? Right? I thought, you know, fintechs, I thought Paymaya should be able to post this immediately. Diba? So, dun talaga magagalit yung mga customers sa'yo. And that's why customer education is very, very critical. Before they even pay, tell them, ganito katagal yung pag-posting, ha? It's not real time, di ba? So dapat maghintay ka or you pay ahead and don't pay when you're already clutch in your due date, di ba? Sa internal naman, I think the main difficulty is there's so many competitors in the bills payment world, right? You have, di ba? The likes of, obviously GCash is there, Mint, di ba? Shopee is popping up, GrabPay is popping up, right? There's a lot of these e-wallets that are also, you know, popping up, right? So kung ano yung uunahin nila, it's always bills payment. It's always send money, di ba? So ang pinakamahirap, I guess, in an internal feedback among the company is you better step up your game or we will be left behind by all of these competitors. So yun, the problem there is that you're leading a product development team who's used to agile principles. Ibig sabihin nun, kapag sinabi mong 2 weeks, itong tatlong items na to ang gagawin natin, yun lang yung gagawin natin. But then there's this management that tells you, oy, si competitor A is already doing this. So why don't we have this, right? So how will you merge those two things together? You have to balance your engineers and challenge them to give an extra mile para we meet the requirements of the management. Diba? So one part of the team needs to be, you know, given a concrete requirement, but the other part of the spectrum tells you, no, your target is moving and you have to step up and, you know, exert more effort.
Yeah, that's really nice insight. Yeah. I think going through research about product management, and yeah, like the moving target, especially with
exactly
the external world affecting your product is very important, and then the stakeholders. So I think so far you mentioned a lot about, or I guess in general, challenges and general goals, diba? What I found about product managers is usually different yung nagiging challenge per product manager. I think it's highly, differentiated by the product. So how would you describe yung difference nung role mo as a product manager in Paymaya in bills payment versus other product manager roles or other product managers?
Right. I think first of all is really knowing in the whole product management space in your company, nasaan ka? No, so earlier I was an enterprise product manager. But in that same company, in that same Paymaya, there's consumer product manager, diba? There are core services product manager, diba? So each of these guys have different customers, diba? So kami sa enterprise product managers, ang kausap namin ay mga merchants who wants to go into Paymaya, 'di ba? Sa consumer product managers, mas marami silang kausap because every time they launch a product, they're exposing it to millions of people, right? So, immediately the first differences and challenges would be that, 'di ba? Ano man ang kailangan ng customer mo, ano man ang where you would be able to meet them, 'di ba? You have to be there to know ano ba ang talagang pains nila, right? In a consumer product management role, often ang mahirap dyan is the margin for error is slim, right? You have to do rigid end-to-end testing because pag nagkamali ka dyan, sira ang branding ng kumpanya mo, 'di ba? Sira ang quality that Paymaya wants to, you know, have, 'di ba? So yun, medyo magiging mahirap 'yun, right? As an enterprise product manager, I think yung mahirap lang here is at least first of all, kausap mo mga fellow corporate guys din, right? So medyo may konting lingo na that, you know, you guys can relate on. I think what's hard in an enterprise product management role is the differences in merchant needs. Sa consumer kasi, isa lang naman ang need niyan eh. Magbayad ng bills, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. Pero ang merchant needs, no, iba-iba. Gusto siguro sasabihin nila, oh, gusto ko ganito yung tsura ko sa bills payment ninyo, ha. O pero dapat ready rin kayo dito sa website ko. Dapat ganito yung tsura niyo sa website ko, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. How will you fit all of those needs, right? With the time and with the resources that you have, right? So you have to, again, I go back to the core skill of a product manager, communication, 'di ba?
Yeah.
How do you tell them that ito lang yung binibigay namin sa Paymaya, but yes, we can take the extra mile if you want that. But when do you learn how to say no? 'Di ba? When do you learn how to say sorry, hindi na talaga yan scope namin or hindi na talaga yan kaya ng team namin. You may need to seek someone else to help you or, you know, we need to settle on this specific agreement. Diba? So, yun, I think those are the differences and the nuances between challenges, no? I think yun nga, sorry, nakalimutan ko lang sabihin sa challenges kanina, no? It's learning how to say no. Sobrang hirap, diba? Kung tropa mo yan, sa kumpanya at may kailangan sa iyo sa bills payment, 'di ba? How will you say no to your friend? 'Di ba? But at the end of the day, mini CEO nga eh, 'di ba? Kumpanya or product ang pinaka-importante sa iyo. So, if hindi na talaga kaya, hindi na kaya ipasok sa roadmap, 'di ba? You have to learn how to say no. And it's a very, very hard and underappreciated skill.
And very important yung say no. I mean, that's the core of strategy then, diba? So I think product strategy is definitely an important aspect of being a product manager. So it all sounds very intense, no? Like, ang dami mo talagang ginagawa as a product manager, dami mong hahawakan, and you have to really make people agree and motivate them. So how do you balance these things, Lance? Like, for you specifically, kasi you have a podcast, you're doing lectures in Ateneo, and then you have this big product management role. How are you able to do that? I'm really curious.
Right. You know, that's a very hard question, Abel. No? sometimes there are really days na you ask yourself, what did I get myself into? Diba? But then your friends would tell you, pre, ginusto mo yan. Diba? Ginusto mo yan. You took that all at the same time, diba? How do I balance? No? I think critical is very, very, very important is time management. Diba? Medyo malungkot siya in a sense. But, you know, my schedules in my calendars are to the dot, diba? Because there will be times that students will need your help in Ateneo. There will be times that your podcasting might require you to guest a specific person at their specific time. So yung calendar ko talaga is really structured in a way that I know where to go at a specific time. So very little yung time ko where I could just, you know, chill. I think those are usually my Sundays na, wherein wala akong iniisip na iba, di ba? So yun. And then, I think other things to balance is, yun nga, finding the connectivity in all of these things, di ba? For example, sa podcast, diba? Instead of like investing so much time in learning about new topics, why not talk about you know, your experiences, people as well, diba? So yun, parang hanapin mo lang yung mga skills mo, diba? And try to, you know, put it in each of these facets, diba? That's why it's very important na In all of the projects that you take on sabay-sabay, make sure that it's somehow correlated to each other. Ang hirap eh, kapag ibang-iba, di ba? Double hatting ka pa. So yun, yeah. And lastly, I guess, just have great friends, great support group that you can rant to when the going gets tough, right? And have great sleep as well. Yeah.
Ooh, sleep. Parang, right? Parang recently yan yung mga hindi mo na nakukuha.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ay, luxury na ba? Especially these days.
Ano na siya eh. Kala mo dati, it's a right. Ngayon, it's a privilege.
Right. Malaking bagay yung work from home because every day you take up 2 to 2.5 hours traveling, right? So malaking bagay yun. You are now able to allot this to different projects.
Yeah. I would definitely agree to work from home, especially when I wake up and when I'm about to fall asleep. But for the middle of the day, my personal preference is still in the office para at least my mindset is really work. But then again, I don't like the commute. So, kaya mas prefer ko work from home pag ano, pag really when you wake up, 8 o'clock meeting, gising ka. I mean, we all do it, but mga 10 minutes before.
Right.
Right. 10 minutes
right,
before.
Right. Right. I get you.
Yeah. So, I guess I'm going towards the last questions about product management na, no? Because we're almost at the end of the episode. Siguro my question would be about PM is how do you upskill yourself as a PM now besides the other projects? What are other ways that you learn or grow as a PM?
Right. Siguro I think it's not just upskilling, no. It's even applicable for those that wants to penetrate the product management space, no. My very first step would be get into the books and read it. I'm very serious when I say that those books changed my mindset entering in product management. Everything that I said today were somehow a subset of those books as well, no. So I think a couple of books na immediately ma-recommend ko to our audience is, first of all, like I mentioned earlier, Cracking the PM Interview. Sobra-sobrang importante na to, right? Especially when you're someone trying to enter as a product manager. Number two, Inspired. I'm not sure if you guys know that book, no? So just search probably Inspired in Product Management in Google. Makikita nyo yan. Sobrang importanteng book na to to tell you the do's and don'ts of a product manager, right? These are best product leaders that are talking here. Some other books, Lean Startup, right? And parang Designing Products That People Love. Don't Make Me Think by Steve Krug, I think, or Don Harman. I forgot the name, no? So yun, itong mga books na to were very vital in me building that mentality as I entered the product management role. So yung mga skills of a product management role, analytics or agile methodologies, you could learn that in LinkedIn Learning or in different courses. Even YouTube has one, has those, right? But those books, the knowledge that you can get from it, the mentality, the humility that you can get from it are things that I don't think you can replicate in any video out there, no? Number two is, I think, follow the right people, no? We have information at our disposal nowadays, right? So a couple of people that I would really follow for product management, Shreyas Doshi. You know, this guy is a Twitter god for product management. So Shreyas Doshi, sobra-sobrang galing ito. You know, if you guys have TikTok, follow Cherry, the product manager as well. You know, this girl, man, she makes such interesting videos, but she's able to translate the product management role in such a simple sense. And I think that's really beautiful, no? Product School is also one. They have a podcast, they have a website, you know, they have events wherein you could learn the basics of product management, diba? And ang ganda nito because there's not a lot of big spaces out there that you could learn product management in a silver platter. This Product School actually laid it out for you, diba? And they have these events called I forgot the name of the event. Parang product camp or product product event na you meet with fellow product managers from all over the world. So yun, those are critical guys to follow. I think importante rin is in every book that you read about product management, remember the name, the author's name, and follow them in Twitter. I'm 100% sure that they have Twitter if they're in the product management space, because Twitter is the hub for, you know, all of these product management stories, rants, and whatnot. No. Lastly, siguro sa people to follow, Lenny's newsletter. So it's like a subscription. Mag-subscribe kayo to their newsletter. Man, it's awesome, right? Ang ganda ng content nila sa product management. It's so exhaustive. It's so deep. You know that these guys know their shit when they're, you know, giving out advices in these newsletters. And then, of course, after you follow these people, after you read those books, then of course, you need to get the tools ready. So, yun lang. Just learn LinkedIn Learning. Search na lang Agile Methodologies. Scrum, Kanban, di ba? How to do... Diba? Sobrang basic na to. But these are the important things as a product manager role. How to run sprint planning, how to run a daily stand-up meeting. Mga ganito, right? These are very, very important, right? And then I think just brush up on your analytics then. Diba? Saktong analytics lang. Since I came from the website world, I did Google Analytics, diba? So how would you use all of these things, diba? Now in PayMaya, we use Tableau, right? Some use SQL, right? So how do you learn all of these analytics tools, diba? Ano pa? I guess just familiarize yourself with task trackers, right? So task management tools like Jira, diba? Ito, mga to, siguradong gagamitin mo to, right? You have to file the tickets to get the engineers moving, right? And whatnot, diba? And then I think lastly is learn how to write great user stories. Or learn how to you know put to paper everything that you're learning from your customers, from your merchants, their pain points, diba? Learn how to translate that in terms that an engineer and a designer would understand. So yun, I think upskilling in a product manager sense, medyo mas mahirap siya because it's all over the place, diba? But you can do it. Merong mga particular groups of people already that can help you with it, diba? It's not technically so abstract naman, hindi naman. But it's just not that specific like a designer or an engineer. So yun, okay lang yun. I think there's a lot of ways to upskill for product management.
So sobrang juicy nung resources na shinare mo, Lance. Thanks for that. Even for myself, I think magagamit good.
Yeah. For on my end naman, I think I've always been on the tech side, so I'm the guys you talk to when there's trouble, right, with your product. So that's where my career and my path has taken me. I think this has been the most insightful conversation I've had with a product manager, aside from the typical complaints and the questions that, okay, Kev, I want to do this from a tech perspective. How can I do this? What tech should I have? Kasi most of the time, yun kasi yung conversation that I have with them. So I think having this kind of perspective I guess lack for a better term, mas naintindihan ko sila where they're coming from. Kasi syempre from my end, okay, sige. May complaint na naman siya or iuutos na naman. But basing from your experience, Lance, and what you've shared is there's really a vast artists, it's really a different world in a sense from the engineering side, from the design side, and this is really a different role and a different animal with a completely separate skill set that you should have.
Exactly, yeah. But at the end of the day, empathy for everyone, right? Engineers should have empathy. We should have empathy, right? Yun lang. We're all coming from different fields, so yeah. These discussions like you guys are doing now in Digital Shomai, malaking bagay to.
Thanks for saying that. So, I guess going out of the PM stuff na, I wanted to ask you about any new trend or advancement in the Philippine startup scene or tech or crypto. Anything that you're excited about or looking forward to? Because that's what we usually talk about here. So we wanted to get your insight or perspective on that.
Right. Right. Siguro, I think there will be a lot of people that can talk about crypto, no? So baka I won't be sharing any of that already, no? And besides, I think medyo surface level lang ako dun, no? I think ang pinaka excited ako right now in the tech startup scenes, no, is that it's that sense of what's the word, no, parang nakalimutan ko yung word, no, but it's that sense of nararamdaman mo that tech startup people are helping each other more and more today. The concept of community building is so powerful nowadays, and even in the Philippine startup scene right now, no, there you could see dumadami at dumadami na yung mga Facebook groups that joins all startups together. So there's Startup PH, diba? There is Startup Village. Startup Village is someone that I partnered with when I was in Ateneo, diba? And all of these guys, no, makes startup scene something that you could learn. Alam mo yun? Diba parang pag narinig mo the term startup, parang agad, diba, medyo kakabahan ka, what the heck is startup, diba? Parang how do I even get things rolling, no? Sobrang dami ngayon right now in the Twitter space, in Facebook, that are sharing their wisdom so much that, you know, you could even imagine, and you could even think to yourself, bakit kaya nila ginagawa yun? What are they getting from that, diba? But that sharing of knowledge nowadays is so beautiful. Diba? There are engineers right now who meron silang ginagamit na hashtag wherein it's called build in public. Wherein what they would do, pucha, they would tell you, okay, here's the problem, here's how we did it, here's the tech stacks that we used to do it. Diba? My God, why would these people, diba, do these things, right? In the startup scene, sobrang daming CEOs are already doing podcasts nowadays. Diba? There's a podcast that I listen to led by Ron Baityong. It's called Hustle Share, wherein all of the startup owners, everyone that secured a unicorn funding or a Series A, Series B, Series C, pucha, biglang at the next day, it's already in that podcast. Diba? So, siguro, yun yung pinaka na-excite ako right now, wherein more and more startup people, or maybe I'm just now exposed to it. Maybe dati hindi ako na-exposed to that. More and more of these people are sharing their knowledge publicly for free without any agenda in mind. And don't you love that? Don't you love to be in that kind of space? Diba? It's not in a lot of industries, hindi ganun eh. Diba? Kunwari sa marketing, nanggaling ako dun. Lahat ng tao nag-aawayan. Lahat ng tao nag-aawayan kung sino mauuna to do this campaign. Sino mauuna to capitalize on a specific trend. Diba? But in this tech startup industry, yes, it's hectic, but you know that there are so many mentors out there, so many people that have done it before that can share that with you as well. So yun, I think I'm very excited for the community building aspect, no? Facebook groups, Twitter spaces, clubhouse rooms, Discord communities. Discord, grabe, putok na putok yan ngayon, di ba? Because of that knowledge sharing aspect, diba? So yun, I think hopefully there's a lot more people that can share their space for everyone to learn and see that a startup isn't necessarily a hill that's so high to climb on and kaya mo rin siya dapat.
It's definitely very important having a community around you, right? How about for product management? Do you have any product management communities that you're part of or you can think of?
Yep, definitely. I think the community that is really nice to be in right now. Sa Philippine space, I don't have any specific yet. Honestly, parang wala pa akong nakikita na talagang pwede mong and you could just be there in that community and delve into. But I think earlier I mentioned Product School. No, yeah. So Product School has Slack communities, they have podcasts, and they have so many events that are free. Mind you, it's free, huh? Diba? and you could attend to those things, and you could listen to the top CPOs talking about the world of product management. And then the product school also does this annual report wherein they talk about the 5 best trends of the product management space. And ang ganda to hear about that, because sa Philippine setup, kala natin hanggang ganito lang ang product management. Pero yun pala, sa US, they already have product managers for the growing trends every day. Kunwari, may specific crypto product manager na. Diba? Meron ng specific Web3 product manager na. Diba? So, yun. I think that's a beautiful community to be in, so that you see how to grow professionally as well in the product management space.
Okay, thanks for that. We'll definitely check out the communities. Very important to network with people and help one another. Yeah. No? So, Kev, do you have any last questions for Lance?
For me, none. I think Lance ended it on a high note with regards to the communities he shared. A lot of communities he shared, the insights that he shared. So for me, I'll end it at that. Enough said.
Okay, Lance, before we officially close the episode, we'd like to give you the floor to promote anything that you'd like to promote. It would be great to share any upcoming guests that you're excited about to interview in your own podcast.
I guess, guys, thank you so much for having me in Digital Shawmai to talk about product management. This is really a space where, you know, we all could really still grow into, you know, and daming need for product managers out there. There's a lot of companies that don't even have the product management department, diba? So I guess it's up to us to really, you know, pass the torch and, you know, advocate for this role, because it brings a lot of wonders and it brings a lot of streamlining in this world. No, I guess for my personal takes, siguro, yeah, definitely please listen to the Project Offbeat podcast. You know, it's just us along with my co-host Matt talking casually, you know, and just learning from different disciplines as well. It's nowhere as techie as this podcast. There's a lot of stories there. And yeah, if you're a corporate professional, medyo napapagod ka na in the usual daily office talks, daily office routines, di ba? Try naman natin, no? To also listen to historians, cosplayers, di ba? TechTubers. Next time, hanap din kami ng artista, di ba? So that you guys could also learn from them. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it. I have nothing else to plug. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you
me
for the
show.
Wonderful conversation, Lance. For our listeners, this is really the first time I met Lance, and I learned a lot. I think I now have a new podcast to follow. So again, thank you for the conversation. And Abel, as usual, thank you for the conversation. It's been at least 6 months since we've had this talk. In fact, di ba nga dati, ito lang talaga yung chance natin to catch up to talk, and it's been 6 months. So again, thank you, Lance. Thank you, Abel. So with that, Abel, where can they find you?
You can find me on LinkedIn at Abel Ros Maningas. Or can they find you, Kev?
They can find me on LinkedIn. It's Kevin John Lee. You can search for Enterprise Architect or Scale Up Solutions. Lance, where can our listeners find you?
For the corporate guys, you could also search me on LinkedIn, Lance Tram. I think my handle there was Apemaya Product Manager and a lecturer in Ateneo de Manila. And you could also catch me in Facebook at Lance Tram for all of those, you know, Project Offbeat and podcast things. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for the conversation, Abel, Lance. And for our listeners, again, thank you for the continuous listening, continuous following, and see you guys till the next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.